The nationwide wave of protests that has followed the killings of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and other Black Americans by police officers has reached all 50 states and every corner of Wyoming, including many small towns that have never seen protests before. Wyoming Public Radio's Catherine Wheeler and Savannah Marr have more.
Buffalo, Wyoming is well known as a small western town. The historic Occidental Hotel still stands on Main Street. Murals of horses paint the sides of old brick buildings. Buffalo's most widely attended event is a four-day-long festival that celebrates a fictional sheriff in a town based on Buffalo in Johnson County. But now, Buffalo is like the hundreds of cities and towns across the country holding protests against racial injustice in the wake of the killing of George Floyd by a police officer. Buffalo's march was formed by a small group of friends in town after attending a protest in neighboring Sheridan. Rowan Heil is one of them.
I figured, you know, if a young girl can organize that there, then why can't I do it here? And we figured, you know, why wait? This movement is now. This is happening. This is current. And so we organized it for a week in advance.
More than 50 protesters marched less than a mile from the Johnson County Justice Center to Crazy Woman Square in downtown Buffalo. When protesters arrived at the town square, they knelt in silence for 8 minutes and 46 seconds, the length of time the officer held his knee on Floyd's neck on a Minneapolis street in late May, killing him. Protesters gave speeches that focused on the need to end racial injustice and address it, even in towns as small as Buffalo. 16-year-old Danica Boyce, who is biracial, says she sees this as her community stepping up.
I was just so ready for a change, because if it's happening in a large city and it trickles down this far, it's such an amazing thing, because not a lot of things get this far, get to the small communities over here. So the fact that it did is just such a monumentous feat. It's so amazing, and I'm so proud of my community for doing it.
And it's not just Wyoming that's seeing this change. Across the country, small towns that tend to sit out social justice movements are joining the conversation. Anne Helen Peterson has been writing about the phenomenon for BuzzFeed.
I first started looking at the demonstrations that were just happening outside of major cities.
Places like Portland, Maine, and the suburbs of Chicago. But she started seeing reports of massive crowds in some truly unexpected places.
The first one that I was like, holy crap, was Havre, Montana, which is just not a place where you would ever think that there would be a social justice protest.
You might say the same about Buffalo, Wyoming, or Torrington or Pinedale. But demonstrations in each of those small rural towns drew dozens of Wyomingites. Peterson says that kind of small-town participation is part of the reason this uprising feels different.
It's really emphasizing that this is a national movement. It's a global movement, but it's also a completely national movement, not only at all 50 states, but every corner of every state. And that speaks to just how strongly people want change.
That resonates with Tessa Hoost and Kellen Chandler, who organized a small protest in tiny Dubois, Wyoming. They just graduated from the town's high school with a class of 11 students, and Chandler says their politics have always set them apart.
We don't exactly fit in with the general population of Dubois. It's a really conservative town. We're both more radical, I guess you could say. Definitely more liberal.
But they'd never actually attended a protest before.
No. I mean, I always put like on mini protests when I put on my Black Lives Matter sweatshirt.
And Hoost says even that didn't go over well. So they weren't expecting their neighbors to be on board with their demonstration.
But really, the support was pretty overwhelming. So we stood on a street corner, the only intersection in town. And so as people were driving by, we actually got a lot of like thumbs up and people honking.
One local family even got out of their car and protested alongside them. But others stopped to argue with them or shouted at them as they drove past. Chandler and Hoost say they know there are people in the community who disapprove of what they did and might even look down on them for it. And in a town of fewer than 1,000 people, your reputation sticks to you.
I did get like a couple people telling me like, don't do it, it'll ruin your reputation. And I was like, if my reputation is ruined, that's like literally not as big as people literally dying from police. It's really not a difficult choice.
In Buffalo, Rowan Heil is making the same calculation. She says she's been targeted and harassed since announcing on social media that she was helping organize the protest.
Some people threw trash in my backyard, honked outside at 1:30 a.m. I got a lot of negative Facebook messages, people thinking that they could convert me to All Lives Matter by sending me some dumbass videos. My friends got those as well from people that don't even know us, people that have never spoken to us personally, you know, making a judgment based off of one post that we made, you know, trying to stand in solidarity.
And while knowing everyone in town might make you a target for some hate, it can also have the opposite effect. Danica Boyce.
I felt like there's an energy in our little circle, just in our little group, that just made me feel comfortable enough and feel safe enough to speak out on my personal viewpoints mm-hmm. and how I feel.
I want for the right to be known as Danica Boyce, not the black girl in class. It really means a lot for the minorities here to be in Wyoming, to be known as me.
As Trump 2020.
So I just say thank you to you all, and that's all I got to say.
Boyce says while the support and experience mean a lot to hear, she knows it hasn't solved all of the problems in Buffalo and the country.
In Du Bois, Tass Hoost and Kellen Chandler say their small protest didn't change the world either, but it did help inspire another demonstration, a walk around a local pond in solidarity with Black Lives Matter. And that event was organized by adults in the community.
I was just like, it was gobsmacked at how many people showed up. I was blown away because my whole life I've spent here, I'm just like, oh, can't wait to get out of here and like maybe meet some new people. But I'm just like, I don't know. It kind of makes me just want to stay.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Savannah Marr.
And I'm Catherine Wheeler.